Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Happy Sunday. Welcome to the show. My name is Mike Harrison. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I want to thank you for tuning in. Woke up this morning to snow and ice. Hadn't seen that for about 10 years. I hope everybody's safe and sound and staying off the icy roads. And to my nephew, Henry, happy birthday. I wish we could spend the day with you. Buddy, we'll see you soon. We can't be driving on those roads, but I hope you have fun playing in the snow today. Okay, I've got an interesting show planned today. I hope you can stick with us through the entire show. We're going to dive into an article by the Wall Street Journal about their view, right, of being a landlord, what it looks like, at least through their lens. So you will want to listen to the entire show. I was alarmed when I read this article, and it was actually sent to me by one of our listeners, Lance. I appreciate it. Thank you. But I feel this article needs to be addressed, and I'm going to review the article in light that there's three truths to everything, okay? There's personal truth. That's what you believe, and whether it's right or wrong is irrelevant because you believe it to be true, okay? In fact, here's a personal truth that millions of people believe. They believe that, for instance, all rich people are debt-free. That is a common belief, and nothing could be further from the truth. But people believe it, and it's their personal truth because they think to themselves, well, if I was a millionaire, I would pay off everything. I don't know. When you get into the math, maybe you would, maybe you wouldn't. There's political truth. And political truth is a term. It's not just found in politics. It's in a lot of different places. It's essentially what others want you to believe, okay, for whatever reason. Persuasion, retail, yes, politics. You find it in parenting, right? You hear this a lot. If you're not good, Santa won't bring you any toys. That's a political truth, okay? You're trying to persuade someone to act in a certain manner. How about if you don't eat your vegetables, you won't grow any muscles? Or if you don't drink your milk, your bones will be weak, right? Our parents used to say, if you don't clean your plate because there's millions of people that are starving all around the world. Yeah, they're starving, but what's that have to do with me cleaning my plate? I guess they're getting at they don't want you to waste food. Then there's actual truth, okay? And actual truth is what we should always seek to find. And it's rarer than ever these days in many ways. There's a lot of people committed to you not knowing the actual truth. Again, not politics, okay? I know I'm dancing all around it, but a lot of this is just retail, okay? If I can get you to believe a certain thing and act in a certain manner, maybe you will commit financially in a certain way. So that's where the political truth comes in. Let me ask you a question. Do you ever feel like you're only getting half of the story or half of the truth, maybe purposely or possibly in an honest manner, okay? Someone may be telling you something they believe to be true honestly, but you may not be getting the actual truth. Again, you got to think of things, personal truth, political truth, and absolute truth. Many times someone may give you advice, and their advice could be prejudiced. Love, financial gain, fear. The person giving you the advice or recommending whatever to you, right, whatever behavior, whatever action they want you to take, they may be recommending it because it's beneficial to the advisor. You see that in Wall Street, right? Hey, you should buy this or purchase this or what have you. Well, why should I purchase that? to the advisor, maybe they're thinking, well, one, I think it's really good, but two, I do get a commission when you purchase. It may be the advisor honestly just didn't know any better. They're being 100% upfront, and they didn't know what they didn't know, and they're passing on their personal truth. And I'll give you an example. I once had a salesperson knock on my door and offer to discuss a new roof for my personal home. Now, at this time, I had been in the roofing industry for 20-plus years. I managed over $100 million in sales of roofing products for a very large manufacturer. It was my, I had reps that worked for me all over Texas, all over Oklahoma, and it was my job to understand roofing systems, brands, components. I knew what the best systems were. I knew the other brands as well as I knew my brand. I would surmise it to say that my knowledge was top 1% in roofing systems in the United States. And I don't say that to brag. I say it to frame this story about personal truth and actual truth and political truth. But some roof systems are good, some not so much. And this person knocked on my door and started talking about roofing. I didn't say anything. I just said, well, what brand do you recommend? What system do you use? And they told me. And let's just say it was brand X. And I said, why do you recommend that? And this young man replied, it's the best. And there it was. I looked at him and I could see he wasn't lying to me. He just didn't know any better. That was his personal truth. He firmly believed it. It wasn't a bad system. It was an okay system. He wasn't trying to sell me, you know, it wasn't a scam by any means, but that was his personal truth. I knew the actual truth. And there may even be a political truth. To share this with you, a lot of times owners are given rebates or back-end deals from brands to sell a certain amount. You know, if you hit $1 million, I'll give you a 2% rebate. That's 20 grand on the backside. And maybe the owner had that. And so the owner had told the salesman, hey, go out and push this brand of roof system because it's the best. Now, it's not the best. It's the one paying you, right? Political truth. So let's get into this Wall Street Journal article when we get back, talking about what being a landlord looks like through their eyes. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300-some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Good morning. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. We're discussing the three truths, personal truth, political truth, and actual truth. If you have any questions, our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335. If you're snowed in at home listening, I'd love to hear what you have to say. I'd love to take your call. I'd love to talk real estate with you. Or as always, shoot me an email, askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. Okay, there's an article by the Wall Street Journal that discusses through their lens on what being a landlord is really all about. And it was sent to me from one of our listeners, and I appreciate that. And if you've got anything interesting that you want to send to me or discuss, askmike@luinc.com, L-U as in Lifestyles Unlimited, Inc.com. Okay, the title of this article, and you can find it. It came out Wall Street Journal, January 21st of 2021. This is very recent. Becoming a landlord looks good on paper. In reality, it's much harder. And then the subtitle is what to consider before turning your old home into rental property. Okay, already the main title, they're going negative on us. In reality, it's much harder. Okay, so the first thought that goes through my mind is, this is from the Wall Street Journal. Are you picking up what I'm putting down here? They cater to a certain audience. What is Wall Street? Wall Street is the stock market, okay? So this article didn't come from millionairelandlord.com or propertyownerjournal.com or anything like that. It's the Wall Street Journal, okay? So immediately I'm picking up political truth. And then that subtitle, what to consider before turning your old home into a rental property. Major red flag right there, okay? Just because it's your old home and you want to move and you think, oh, I'll just rent this out and keep my house for whatever reason. My friends, stop and step back. If you're considering doing that right now, don't stop. Get educated. I'm not saying that it wouldn't make a perfect rental. I'm saying there are certain criteria that you should follow. You need to get educated because you're going to get burned. All right. We can already see where this article is going. Your personal home, does it make a good rental property? I don't know. Do the 1% rule. Right? Do that right off the bat. And the 1% rule, if you don't know what that is, let's say you have a $150,000 home and everything in the neighborhood is renting for $1,500 or more, $1,500. This is just a back of the hand equation, back of the napkin equation. Sorry, wrong analogy. Back of the napkin equation. But if you can rent for $1,500 or more, that's within 1% of the value of that home. You may have a good rental. Okay, but there's so much more that goes to it. Location, design, is it in good shape? What is your strategy? Okay, you just are you just wanting to rent it, or is this a plan? Okay, we tell you every week on this show that selecting a rental property is based on math and analysis. Very important. Okay, just the saying you don't want to sell your own home is a recipe for disaster. So let's read the exact, some of the print from the article here. Quote, people think it's a dream to make passive income off their real estate. It's not a dream, it's a reality, said financial advisor Yves Marc Cortines, a principal, I'm not going to say, but he's in California. And then he says, it isn't. Okay, so first he says it's a dream, but he's saying it isn't. He didn't go so far as to say it's a nightmare. Red flag number two, California. Right? Nothing against California. You've beautiful weather, but you've got some extremely high property values. Okay. Extremely. The 1% is probably, it's probably not going to work in California. 1% rule. Very high taxes. Laws that are extremely unfavorable to landlords. And on top of that, the state's going bankrupt. And then continuing in the article, it says, instead, it is a calculation that requires careful analysis of the risk and rewards that come with being a landlord. Tax consequences, cash flow, management, maintenance costs, and above all, the inevitable headaches that come with having renters. It all has to be put on the table and weighed. Wow. I agree with everything in that sentence about the analysis, except when we get to the last part where he says inevitable headaches that come with having renters. Wow, what a negative statement. What about the inevitable joy of having residents of a great property that pay you month in and month out? If you're having headaches, then you missed it. Red flag number three, you did something wrong. You have the wrong people in the wrong property right there. There should be no headaches at all. And the second thing is we call them residents. How about some more respect here? Okay, this is a business. These are people that have families, that have lives, that have birthdays, right? That have children, that have friends, that have spouses. Let's be a little more respectful. So, again, Wall Street Journal going negative, political truth. My friends, do your screening, do your due diligence, and you will find a great resident to live in a great property, best price. We teach that over and over at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's very simple. This is not difficult. I hope I made myself clear. If you're having headaches from residents, something has gone terribly wrong from the beginning. Continuing on. This could be a tempting moment for people who dream of buying a second home, making that their primary and turning their old property into a rental cash cow. Mortgage rates are historically low and in some cases astonishing low. Yes, mortgage rates are low. But we make money when they're 7%, 8%. Again, it's a mathematical calculation. This article, as you read it, I get a sense it's targeted that people are bailing out of California. They're discussing how people can buy their second home, which I'm presuming is not in California, but they want to come back a few years down the road, I take it, when COVID's gone. Listen to me now. If you are in this position and you're leaving California for whatever reason, burn the boats, my friends. Sell your old property. Don't just rent it out and think it's a good idea that you can live four or five states over. If you're going to get into the rental property business, you need to treat it as a business. Rental income can appear huge relative to the outlay of your mortgage that you've held for years. But again, we're getting into some red flags here, okay? It sounds like there's a lot of equity in these properties, and we're going to need to discuss that here. So we're running out of time, but my friends, don't be a landlord unless it's a business plan. We're going to continue talking the three truths: personal truth, political truth, and actual truth in relation to what being a landlord really is. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Now a word on retirement from Del Wamsley.
The average person thought they'd retire at 59 and a half, 60, then they said 64, then it was 65, then it was 66, then all of a sudden they jump right to 70, 70 is the new 59, 70 is the new 64, then it was, you know, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work in your 80s, or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I want to thank you for tuning in. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Happy snowy Sunday from Dallas-Fort Worth. Been about 10 years since I've seen snow like this here, and looks like we're going to get some more this evening, right? It's supposed to start for the next 2 days. I hope everybody's safe and sound and stay off the roads if at all possible. If you'd like to call our show, our number is 855-497-4335, or send me an email. I do respond personally, askmike@luinc.com. Now, if you missed the last segment, we are reviewing an article from the Wall Street Journal. The title of the article is Becoming a Landlord Looks Good on Paper. In reality, it's much harder. And the subtitle, What to Consider Before Turning Your Old Home into a Rental Property. Now, before I continue on, I do want to say I respect the Wall Street Journal. Okay, I think it's a fantastic publication. But I also understand, in light of political truth, they have a base. Okay, they're talking to their base. They're talking to the Wall Street people. Wall Street is stock market. We are real estate investors. We're not stock market. Okay. Are there ways to invest in real estate in the stock market? Sure. REITs, all that. It's not what we do. We buy single family properties and apartment communities. We fix them up. We make everything well again. We fix the property, best price, fix the ACs. We fix the hot water heaters. We put new flooring in. We redo the kitchens, granite countertops if it calls for that. I mean, we make these places nice. We provide a great property for a great resident to live in. Okay. That's what we do. And if you want to learn how we do it, I encourage you, go to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com, lifestylesunlimited.com. Check out what we do. Sign up for the free workshop live stream. Yeah, freeworkshoplivestream.com. Okay. You can tune in, see how we make money on properties five ways. See how we make money six ways on apartment communities, tangible assets. But this article is negative. It's political truth. I understand it. Totally understand it. But let's go through this, because a lot of people will read this and they will take it and they will accept it as personal truth. There's all those people out there that will literally, I'll say, they'll crawl 10 miles on their hands and knees to tell you a bad real estate story. I don't understand it. And these are people that have probably really never owned real estate, but they're like, "Wow, my second cousin twice removed bought properties one time, and it was all tenants and toilets and taxes, and it bankrupted them." Not if you do it right, okay? But why people want to share that, I don't understand. So if I come across a bit defensive, I am a little bit. I invest in real estate. I do not invest in the stock market. I did that once. That is flat-out gambling. Flat-out, okay? And I will gladly debate that point with you. So let's get into this article. Essentially, it's about people that are moving and they think it's a great idea to take their personal home and just rent it out for whatever reason. I think it's because they want to ultimately come back to where they are. Don't do that. This is a business. Treat it like a business. Just because you have a ton of equity in your home doesn't mean that renting it out is a great idea. And in fact, that there's so much more that could be done with that equity. So this article, continuing on, it says, the last scenario is the reason that one couple who are Mr. Cortine's clients want to become landlords. The couple own a condo, red flag, in Marina Del Rey, California, red flag number two, worth roughly $1.6 million. Wow. But they owe $325,000 on it, red flag number three. Now that they want a house, they want to turn the condo into a rental, red flag number four, which could fetch $6,000 a month, red flag number five. Now, on the face value, you're probably thinking, wow, $6,000 a month. Harrison, man, what's wrong with that? Well, I'll tell you what's wrong with it. If you got a condo worth $1.6 million, that thing needs to be renting for $16,000 a month. It's not going to. Here's the other thing. If you only owe $325,000 on it, you have roughly $1.3 million in dead equity doing you nothing. My friends, $1.3 million in our plan will generate an incredible amount of cash flow, and you can double that every 2 to 3 years following our plan. 1.3, 2.6. What is that, $5.2 million in 10 years following our plan? And that is not far-fetched in any way, shape, or form. Again, condos don't make good rentals at all, at all. Several reasons for that. In a condo, you own everything basically from the walls inward, right? The paint on the wall inward. You can't control who's next door. You can't control the association. You can get hit. I've seen it. I've known people that have happened. They own a condo and they get a letter or a notice and says, hey, we're redoing all the exterior siding. We're tearing it off and we're doing hardy plank siding. We're going to really dress it up. And your portion is $25,000. Boom, you need to pay it. So stuff like that can happen. Let's say you're renting your condo out to a great family. And some really horrible person moves in next door. I think you know where I'm going. You can't screen that stuff. You have no control over it. Would you really want to put your wonderful resident and family at risk because some psychopath is next door or some really, you know, a felon or something like that. Again, you got to take care of your people, okay? You got to take care of your people. Best product, best price doesn't just mean materialistic items like flooring and tile and paint and roof. It also has everything to do with management. That $1.3 million, here's the plan. Rent that condo for a year and a day. Go ahead. Do it for $6,000. It really, you're thinking, hey, Harrison, you're going against what you said. Follow my plan. Rent it for a year and a day, okay? And then what can you do? Well, now you can 1031 exchange, and you can essentially defer all those capital gains, okay, and the little bit of appreciation that you had, depreciation that you had for that 1 year won't be very much there. But 1031 that into an apartment community in Texas or Florida or Indiana, right? One of these areas where it's good to be a property owner and defer the tax and boom, $1.3 million, you can buy essentially a 50 or 60 or maybe larger unit apartment community. You want to talk about making real money, my friends. That's a way to do it. So let's continue this article. It says a similar or somewhat similar back of the napkin calculation sent Paul Sandusky, I'm probably saying that wrong, founder of blank in New York, headlong into a landlord adventure that ended poorly. He and his wife moved out of their starter home condo in Stamford, Connecticut in 2012, and instead of selling it, decided to rent it out. Again, my friends, they didn't plan it. And I think you can see where this one's going. So this is the second story in this article. The story goes on to talk about how they ended up with poor tenants, noise, parties, damage. Again, they call them tenants. We call them residents. He said that during his 9 years as a landlord, he was delighted by the tax deduction he got by taking the depreciation on the rental unit. Yes, correct. But upon selling, he learned the dirty little secret of depreciation is recapture, he said. That's not a dirty little secret. You treat this like a business. You know the bill's coming when you depreciate. That's why you 1031 exchange. Have a plan, my friends. And we're happy to share that plan with you at Lifestyles Unlimited. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Let's go back to my question. Why do we invest in real estate? Why? to create passive income. Now, how much passive income do we need, or why do we create the passive income? Well, my friends, that is how you are going to retire. That is how you are going to become financially free, to freedom, true freedom. If your monthly obligations are $3,500 a month and you've created $4,000 a month in passive income, do you need to go to work Monday morning? No. No, you don't. You can choose to go to work. You can choose a different line of work. You can choose to retire. I've seen people do all three. But we're not just renting willy-nilly, renting properties out of convenience like these people in this article. And predictably, it went sour. You want to tune in? You want to understand what we do, how we do it? Free workshop, livestream.com. Our next free workshops, oh, I don't have them here, but if you go there, we do about three or four each month at different times. And it's, you can tune in, you can ask questions. It's a live stream. It's not a webinar or a video in any way, shape, or form. Now, we were talking about three truths: personal truth, political truth, and actual truth. You'll get actual truth right there. But let's say you're driving and your personal truth is that real estate investing is risky, that it's dangerous, that it's not near as effective as the 401k or any of that. That may be your personal truth, my friends, I think. And if you think I'm spouting political truth, why don't you listen to it from somebody else? Why don't you hear someone else's? We actually have people on this show and several other shows that tell their story. If you missed our story last week, we had Jordan on there. And Jordan created over $40,000 annually in passive income in just 2 years. And he's still going, okay? I mean, he's not stopping at 40. And he also added $282,000 of net wealth to the bottom line in equity capture. And he did this again in 2 years. Well, a full-time job. He's a dad. He's a family man. He's got kids to take care of, he and his wife. They're doing this. You can't. This is simple. This is easy. Those are actual truths. Back to this article. I believe everything that happened to them, these people truly believe real estate investing is risky. Okay. And it's written by a publication that wants you to hear their stories and feel the pain. Why? Political truth. The Wall Street Journal is taking care of its base. They're about stock investing. They don't want all their readers to suddenly start seeing what I know is the actual truth, that Wall Street's a gamble, that it's legalized gambling. It is a great place to gamble. The house always wins, right? As David would say, who does this radio show on a different station, the house always wins, but the Wall Street Journal has to take care of their base. The more often they can have these horrible landlord stories, they use the word landlord again, that's a negative connotation. We use the word property owner. But the more of those stories they can push on that political truth, the more their audience is like, yes, we are Wall Streeters. We're stock investors. We are not property owners. This article, I'll read from it again. It says, it can be hard to anticipate all of the possible financial outcomes of a real estate play. Rent prices, along with the ultimate sales value of the property, fluctuate. Tax rules also change, particularly over the course of many years during which a property is held. Curveballs can upend all plans. Even professional landlords could hardly have predicted that a global pandemic would usher in eviction moratoriums. Boy, they act like real estate, which is so stable and moves so slow and is so predictable. They act like they're treating real estate, honestly, they're talking about themselves, right? The stock market's up, stock market's down. You can't buy the stock anymore because the hedge funds are losing money. So we don't want you to buy this stock, right? There's a lot of that going on. So I 150%, if that's even possible, disagree. If you do your analysis, you will be within a point or two of what the financial outcome will be. Do your homework. We have a tool called Quest. There's a lot of different ones out there. I can do a Quest analysis on a property in less than 5 minutes. And I know whether that property is going to be a good investment. I know what it's going to rent for. I know the value of it. I pretty much know how much rehab is needed. I know what the property will rent for in that neighborhood. Tax rules. They mentioned tax rules. Tax rules don't change overnight. There's legislation, and they come in, and they typically take a year. Can tax rules be retroactive? Sure. But tax rules typically don't change overnight. My friends, real estate comes at you like a train, not a bullet. Let me explain. If you're standing on the tracks, and I say, a train's coming. It's going to come here in 4 hours. This train's going to come. Well, if you want to get out of the way, you just step off the tracks. What I'm trying to say is, if tax rules change or things change in property values or what have you, you can adjust as a real estate owner. You've got time. Wall Street's like a bullet. If I point a gun at you and say, if you don't do this, I'm going to pull the trigger, or this change is coming, I'm going to pull the trigger, you can't get out of the way of a bullet. What do I mean by that? Well, when the stock market adjusts, and it will, I've been through three of them, and you wake up, or that next morning, and the market is down 40%. Or even worse, you're sitting there at 2 o'clock in your corporate office, and the news is going crazy because the market's down 1,000 points, 1,500 points, or a big adjustment's coming. You can't get out of the way of it. That's a bullet. Wham! You just got wiped out, and there's nothing you can do. Sure, you're thinking, oh, you can trade or what have you. If you own mutual funds, those trades don't execute until at the end of the trading day, okay? So if you decide, you call your guy and you go, sell, sell, sell at 1 p.m., the market's going to continue to go down, another 100 points down, 200 points down, 300 points down, 500 points down, 1,000 points down. Then your sell is executed, okay? Were you able to get out of the way of that bullet? No. You were slaughtered. Wall Street's a bullet. Real estate's a train. We can adjust. This article continues on. I wish we had 2 hours to discuss because there's so much here. There are some rules of thumb used by professional landlords and professionals advising clients. However, says Mr. Cortines, the most important question is, do you actually want to be a landlord? That's the best truth in this whole article. Do you want to be a landlord? My friends, what we do is a business. There is a model we follow. There are rules we follow. Just because it's your personal property and you think it's a great home and you think, well, I can rent it for X and make a ton of money, I think you might be misdirected a little bit, my friends. Because when you look at everything, there's personal truth, there's political truth, and there's actual truth. Your personal truth, maybe it makes sense. The political truth, someone told me, wow, I can rent it for X and it's going to be great. And the actual truth is you're making a huge, huge mistake. Let me give you some actual truth. When you're educated, when real estate is done properly, it will provide exponential returns. Okay? Exponential, life changing. When done poorly, it will cost you in several ways. Time, financial, yes, mental anguish, loss of credibility. What do I mean by that? How about this guy that had the poor residence and his house got destroyed and he had all these issues? What's his credibility with his spouse? Because he's the one who told her, hey, honey, I think we'll rent our home. It's going to be a great idea. What a disaster. My friends, get educated, grow wealth, create passive income, come see what we do, and become financially free. And I want you to remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.